Verses 6 to 8. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for stripes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts. What's Solomon saying here? What is he trying to pass on to his son here? He's saying, if you like to squabble and you like to get into verbal jousts, you're a fool. It's a fool's lips that enter into contention. And you know how you deal with a fool? You have to give him stripes. A rebuke enters more into the heart of one that hath understanding than 100 stripes into a fool. But the fool must have the stripes. And if you see in your children, for whatever reason, a tendency to welcome verbal battles, it's a call for the rod. A call for the rod. Until it drives out that foolishness and they learn not to be contentious. Otherwise, what happens? They become grown-up church members and they're always fault-finding. Always causing contention, and they're like the drunk with the old stinky Limburger cheese on his mustache everywhere he goes. This place stinks, can't stand it around here. This place stinks, can't stand it around here. And we've got grown adults who spend their whole life going from church to church. This place stinks, can't stand it around here. Why? They're the fool whose lips constantly enter into contention. Never learned this lesson. Never were nurtured to learn that stripes should have driven out that folly. And his lips become the snare of his soul.